This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It was on this date in 1819, 200 years ago, Spanish Minister De Luis de Onís and the United States Secretary of State John Quincy Adams came together and signed the Florida Purchase Treaty, in which Spain agreed to cede the remainder of its old province to the United States. To make a long story short, Florida was returned to Spain as part of the Second Treaty of Paris in 1783, which also ended the American Revolution. But the hold on Florida by Spain proved to be tenuous. So after years of negotiations, Adams secured Florida into the United States at no cost beyond the U.S. assumption of nearly $5 million of claims by U.S. citizens against Spain.
The race is on.
Speaking of Florida, it was on this date in 1959, 60 years ago, that the first running of the Daytona 500 took place at the newly opened Daytona International Speedway. The actual race turned out to be quite a story, as it came down to a photo finish with Lee Petty driving a big hardtop Olds 88, beating Johnny Beauchamp by 1 yard. But they had to have the assistance of news photos to prove it.
The checkered flag. The race is over. Both Petty and Beauchamp fought in the identical time. Beauchamp and Petty both wheeled to the winner's circle. Both accept congratulations of the crowd in one of the most amazing finishes ever recorded in stock car racing.
Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk Monday when today is history.